Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another audio boo. It's been really weird. I've been alternating between different audio apps on the iPhone. I've been using three mainly. Spreaker, Audio Boo, and Instant Rec, or Instant Recorder. I've gotten SPL basically installed. I was thinking about it all weekend, and they do have payment plans, and I've been thinking about getting it, really, honestly. But I thought, you know what, before I buy it, I should try a demo and see how it actually works on my laptop before just getting it. And so I installed the demo last night. It seems to be working. It seems to be working pretty well. Every once in a while, I get an audio engine error, invalid mixer input or output. I can't remember which one. But it seems to happen if I keep pushing on my mic, because I have a tendency to, I don't like music that drowns out your voice, so I want it to really, really kind of fade out a lot, because some music can be really loud. So I'm repeating settings and I'm putting on my mic, you know, okay, how is this working? Is the music still too loud? How does this work? Is the music still too loud? And you'll have to pardon me because I have allergies this time of year, so my throat's a little dry. Plus, I just woke up a half hour ago. I occasionally get those audio engine errors, but it's never, you know, the audio engine timed out. You know, it's never like how it used to be on my old computer. I think that was due to not having enough RAM. This old computer has only 512 megs of RAM. But I'm shocked that old Wilma's still working. She's an 8-year-old computer, so. And I had an interesting thought. A friend and I were talking the other day, and she says, are people more apt to listen to your show when they're at work or when they are at home? Are people more willing to listen to the show, interact, possibly email, send a request or whatever, if they're at work or if they're at home? And I can see both sides of this. My friend thinks that when you're at home, you know, you're more comfortable, you could play a station, you could send a request, you know, you could do all that stuff. And that may be true, but in my opinion, when you're at home, you have a lot more things to do. You have a lot more freedom. So you're going to want to go outside, watch TV, you know, do whatever. When you're at work, you're pretty much, for those who work in the office, you're pretty much bound to your desk. And I don't think there's anything wrong with having music on in the background. So people will... You know, I remember times when I worked as a receptionist and I didn't get any phone calls once for an hour. So I had to sit there the entire hour and just not do anything. And I sat there and I got so bored, and my boss finally said, do you want to bring some CDs into work? And I said, I think I will. And so that's what I ended up doing. I brought CDs. I was even fooling around with, because I was real artsy when I was in high school. I was even fooling around with construction paper and folding and doing this and making odd shapes. And I mean, I was that bored. Nobody would call. Nobody would do anything. And I think the phone rang. I joke with my friends and I tell them I have this magical curse on different businesses, because they tell me, my phone's been ringing off the hooks, I need someone to help me. As soon as I get in, the phone stops ringing. and then, you know, I always joke with my friends, but do you think that people are more apt to listen to your show when they're at work or when they're at home? I could see both instances where people would feel more comfortable